continuing with me close. Consisting of 8 men, this commando, the Tooth Pullers, equipped its members with 2 tools, or if you like, 2 instruments. In one hand, a lever, and in the other, a pair of pliers for extracting the teeth. The dead lay on their backs. The commando pried open the contracted jaw with this lever. Then, with his pliers, he extracted or broke off all gold teeth, as well as any gold bridgework and fillings. All members of the commando were fine stomatologists and dental surgeons. When Dr. Mengele had called for candidates capable of performing the delicate work of stomatology and dental surgery, they had volunteered in good faith, firmly believing that they would be allowed to exercise their profession in the camp, exactly as I had done. And my comment, back at the end of November, I heard a BBC World Economic News report which described the difficult conditions Bulgarian doctors faced practicing medicine in their country. One said, to get ahead in Bulgaria, you have to perform a lot of unnecessary operations. There's a lot of corruption, unquote. But once he becomes more experienced, more valuable, he can work, quote unquote, anywhere in the EU. What Auschwitz imposed by force, the determination of power to own, control, have at its disposal its beck and call, the best of the professions, quote unquote. The global economy accomplishes effortlessly. It draws the best, the talent, to the cores and lets the peripheries, or rather the people in them, rot. They value the real estate, as the SS valued our hair and shoes, but not our physical existence. Continuing with me close. The gold teeth were collected in buckets filled with an acid which burned off all pieces of bone and flesh. Other valuables worn by the dead, such as necklaces, pearls, wedding bands, and rings, were taken and dropped through a slot in the lid of a strong box. Gold is a heavy metal, and I would judge that from 18 to 20 pounds of it were collected daily in each crematorium. It varied, to be sure, from one convoy to the next, for some convoys were comparatively wealthy, while others, from rural districts, were naturally poorer. The Hungarian convoys arrived already stripped, but the Dutch, Czech, and Polish convoys, even after several days in the ghettos, had managed to keep and bring their jewelry, their gold, and their dollars with them. In this way, the Germans amassed considerable treasures. When the last gold tooth had been removed, the bodies went to the incineration commando. There they were laid by threes on a kind of pushcart made of sheet metal. The heavy doors of the ovens opened automatically. The pushcart moved into a furnace heated to incandescence. The bodies were cremated in 20 minutes. Each crematorium worked with 15 ovens, and there were 4 crematoriums. This meant that several thousand people could be cremated in a single day. Thus, for weeks and months, even years, several thousand people passed each day through the gas chambers and from there to the incineration ovens. Nothing but a pile of ashes remained in the crematory ovens. Trucks took the ashes to the Vistula, a mile away, and dumped them into the raging waters of the river. After so much suffering and horror, there was still no peace, even for the dead. And until next week, peace.